Travis, the loaf, which represents the broken body of Christ our Lord, and the cup, which represents the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin, take to your comfort and experience the joy and the love, and marinate in the Holy Spirit as He continues to guide you and strengthen you in all that you do. And thank you for sharing your gifts of the ministry with all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the table's been set, and we're just going to ask you, Tina and I, to stay right here, and we'll offer you a piece of the body of Christ, and then dip it into the cup, and just marinate in the things of the Lord, and take time then just to go to the altar and be still, and know that God is here with us and for us in Jesus' name. The body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, broken for you and for me, and the cup, which represents the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort the love of God as revealed to us in this simple meal of God's love for us. In Jesus' name. If anybody would like to be served in the pew, we can come to you or use the little cup to participate in the love that God has given to us by sending His Son into the world and allow His broken body and death on the cross to pay the price of sin. Because when Jesus was on the cross, He experienced something that He never experienced before, when He said, "Oh my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" Because God could not be in the presence of sin. And when God looked down at His Son on that cross, He had all the sins of the world upon Him. And Jesus felt that brief separation of God's love. And then He gave up the ghost and was put into that tomb. And then we know the story. The third day He rose from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death. Tina, the love of God, represented it to the loaf and the cup, which represents the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin.
Change my heart, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Change my heart, O Lord.
Has everyone been served who wishes to be served?